Deep Purple found themselves in deep trouble in Switzerland when it came to recording their sixth studio album, Machine Head. But it would give them their most iconic hit when it was released on this date, March 25th, 1972. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. They were planning to use the theater at the Montreux Casino after the final performance of the season, a concert by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. At the end of the show, someone in the crowd threw a flare gun at the ceiling, starting a fire. Zappa escaped by smashing a window with his guitar, and Deep Purple, along with the rest of the crowd, fled the casino. The band retreated to their hotel and watched the album's hope literally go up in flames, but they ended up with an incredible story. They quickly found another theater in the city, and Ritchie Blackmore recorded one of the most famous riffs in rock history. But at that point, the song still didn't have lyrics or a name. But recording the riff was loud enough to annoy neighbors, so the band moved again, this time to an abandoned hotel, and they were free to be as loud as they needed. Bassist Roger Glover would come up with the song's title, Smoke on the Water, after it came to him in a dream, and frontman Ian Gillan wrote lyrics about what happened at the casino, telling the whole story from the concert to escaping the building to how the band eventually recorded what would become the Machine Head album. In the meantime, the band worked on other songs, including Space Truckin' and another one that Deep Purple was already performing live. 2 years earlier, after being asked by a journalist on a bus how they wrote songs, they improvised Highway Star on the spot as a joke. But they took it seriously when it came to recording the studio version, including Blackmore's classical music-inspired guitar solo. The band finished the album in late 1971, and after it was released, it quickly went to the top in the UK. But it took a while before connecting in the United States, with Smoke on the Water being released as a single 14 months later, giving them their biggest stateside hit and helping the album reach number 7, spending 2 years on the charts. They'd become hard rock superstars and have their biggest album when Deep Purple released Machine Head on this date, March 25th, 1972, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Nobody can-